friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, ladies! If you hate your bra or you have a hard time finding a bra that you really love, try Third Love. I love Third Love bras. I've had them for years and I just got a brand new one that I really, really like. But they also have undies and stuff too. And they have this thing called, it's Third Love's Temp Sync bras and undies. And they've got patented technology in them. I don't know how, but they do it. They regulate your body temperature. They can help you. Get $20 off at thirdlove.com or visit Third Love stores in Walnut Creek and San Francisco. And get yourself fitted for the perfect bra. It's like half sizes, whatever it is. It just fits perfectly.
I didn't know they had physical stores.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to check that stores. Out.
Right. There's one on Fillmore in San Francisco.
Oh, sweet.
One in Walnut Creek.
I love Fillmore.
It's nice. Okay, I'm going to start. I'm actually surprised to hear this. I had kind of forgotten that the Menendez brothers were trying to get released, and it looked like it was going to happen. Eric Menendez was just denied parole. 36 years after killing his parents, his family's very disappointed with the decision, and apparently the Lyle Menendez hearing is set for Friday. You know...
Today.
Oh, yeah, today is Friday, right. This must be for him yesterday.
Which, you know, there's not much hope, right?
Well, here's the thing. They're actually saying... While we give great weight to youth offender factors, your continued willingness to commit crimes and violate prison rules was the determining factor in rejecting the parole request.
Ah.
I know. They're actually saying you have a chance now to behave better in jail is basically what he's saying, what the parole officer was saying, or the parole board was saying. So one of the parole board guys goes, I believe in redemption or I wouldn't be doing this job. And he called out Menendez for trying to paint a much more rosy portrait of his conduct in prison than his record revealed. He went on to specify, they don't say what.
I have what he did.
Oh, great. Oh my God.
His specific in prison offenses included participating in burglaries, physical altercations, drug possession, and illegal cell phone use.
Oh.
That's all bad stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
it is if you want to get out of prison.
Yeah.
You got to keep your nose clean. I have been a model prisoner. He went on to specify, this one guy on the board, based on the legal standards, we find that you continue to pose an unreasonable risk to public safety. So I don't know what.
Well, he's a murderer. So for that reason, I absolutely think they're on the right. But the whole. You're in jail. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. A cell phone gets passed to you. You're calling somebody, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are, they've been allowed to marry.
Yeah.
So I don't think that that's like, you know, they're not duping people with the old bar of soap on the floor in the shower trick, right?
I mean,
was that on the list?
It says physical altercation, so who knows what that means.
Oh, maybe it is. Well, that's also... That's bad.
Yeah. Yep. Seems really bad.
Yeah. So I don't know. I
left it there. I just was like, who needs soap? I don't need any soap. I'm not bending over to get any soap. That seems like a crazy thing to do. I'm in prison. I'm done showering. I'm going to go back to my room.
Anyway, my point is he's a murderer and they celebrated going on ski trips shopping trips. And
we're rich.
I believe in redemption too. And I don't know what happened to those boys. Only they do.
I hate to say this. I actually hope that this was about abuse that they had suffered, because if it really is just two kids going, mom and dad are so cheap with the money, we want the money, like that actually... is unforgivable. But somebody who's abused in the way that they allege, that's not quite so not understandable.
It's not as easy as just going, well, they murdered their parents. But then the whole the way they behaved afterward, I don't know. I'm glad there's other people that have to make that decision. But what that guy said, I believe in as well. I believe in redemption. I believe we all make mistakes. For every judgy person out there, you just go, okay, man, I hope your closet's clean because damn, the way you're holy rolling, you're setting yourself up to be taken down. And I want no part of that.
So Lyle's hearing is today. No idea if he will also be rejected. Maybe he's a better behavior. Who the hell knows? It would be really weird, though, if he got out and his brother didn't.
That'd be crazy.
It would be. I actually like that story better.
Me too.
Based on the way that I read it this morning, and I only skimmed it, the young one.
That's Lyle.
Is the guy who just got. So the older one's going to be up today. And I think they say he's the one that really.
So Eric is the one who was up yesterday.
Lyle is the older one. Eric is
the younger one.
Is the younger one.
Okay. So Lyle is up today. Eric was the one who was rejected yesterday.
Right. And I think that, I guess what I'm getting at is there's less likelihood that the older one gets off.
Well, because he kind of spearheaded the whole thing. And
as I understand it.
And he did it because, I mean, I worked on a show with a writer who's been covering the Menendezes and uncovered all the family stuff. And I mean, he's been all over the place with the family, and he talks to Eric and Lyle all the time. And
this is a podcaster?
This is a writer. And I was helping him develop a podcast
about the Menendez brothers.
All about the dad. It was all about the dad and how not only did he sexually, you know, the little brother got it really bad and the older brother was trying to defend him.
Right.
But the big thing is, you know, this guy was also like the kids in Menudo, like a bunch of them got molested by this guy. He, you know, he had basically.
Oh, he was a music producer.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
Forget about that.
Yeah. So and like when you talk to anybody in the family, they all said, you know, he beat the kids. And, you know, I mean, it's not an excuse to kill somebody, but it gives you a little more clarity on like what was going through their heads and everything. And their first trial was a hung jury. The second trial, they didn't allow the evidence about the molestation into the trial. And that's when they got convicted. And that's what they've always
been
saying.
How did they get away with that?
I don't know.
That actually seems so central to this that it's inexplicable that would not be included. Here is their motive. Alleged, according to them. Okay, so anyway, we'll find out today about Lyle. I wanted to mention this. It's been floating around for a while. Brooke Hogan, this is Hulk Hogan's daughter. She is saying that there's some mystery regarding her dad's death. And now there's another story that even goes a little further. But basically, she had been insinuating that body cam footage and 9/11 calls could, quote, change the narrative. Her quote is, I've 100% gotten legit calls from professionals, from police officials to nurses that were supposedly with my dad on the day of his death, telling me I need to see body cam footage and I need to get a hold of the 911 tapes because they supposedly contain information that could potentially shed enough light to change the narrative that everyone's been hearing. So she's saying there's something up with this. And she said, this is all I know. Stop asking me. She also, by the way, removed herself from the will and is saying that she's going to pay for the autopsy. Apparently she can't, because she's not named in the will, she can't order an autopsy or something. She's trying to get this through, but apparently it is going to happen.
It's going to happen because the medical examiner, it's come out that one of the doctors in a surgery clipped a nerve that helps your diaphragm, like it goes to your diaphragm.
Right. So this is the next chunk of this is he may have died as a result of medical malpractice that happened before the cardiac arrest. He apparently also had leukemia, which isn't really getting brought up much here because that isn't what he died of. There's an occupational therapist who was with Hulk Hogan, has made this claim to Clearwater police officials, and I guess in Florida, right? Is that Clearwater, Florida? This person says the individual alleged a surgeon had severed his phrenic nerve, which is the thing that it's a
controls your diaphragm
thing. So almost like you are. Would that mean that you had to consciously breathe?
Yeah, so when you have a heart attack, evidently that clenches up, and I don't know how that helps or anything, but they're saying his didn't. Like, he had the heart attack and just...
He just stopped breathing, and that was that.
Yeah.
So They're saying that some other surgeon, he had had some kind of operation and that nerve was snipped and this PT person knew this.
Mm.
The allegation was reportedly included in the police report regarding the cop's 911 response to his home. Burke Hogan is confirming this to TMZ. TMZ claimed that Hulk did not clench his chest when he was believed to have gone into cardiac arrest, but instead just stopped breathing. So I don't know what will happen with this, where this will go, if this becomes just a giant medical malpractice thing. But that's, now you're caught up. Now you know kind of what's being handed around. But that's, I mean, people make mistakes all the time in medicine. And I mean, even just like malpractice insurance is through, like that's, they say that's one of the most expensive things in a doctor's life is somebody's going to accuse you of something, whether it's real or imagined. And they, and wrong medications and all, I mean, all kinds of terrible things happen because we're humans.
Well,
I'm sure the guy didn't mean to cut whatever nerve, but if that's the thing that caused him to die, then
In my life, there was a brain surgeon that lived next to us. I think his name was Ron, but he was a guy who, you know, we were kids. We were 18-year-old kids partying our asses off and we lived next to a brain surgeon. And he would come out at night and yell at us and be like, can you guys shut the... I have brain... And he really did have to do brain surgery. And so can
it
you imagine...
It is brain surgery.
Yeah, he really had to do that. And it's... That's life. Like, that is that dude's life. He's got to go in and... You know, stuff happens. And no matter how hard you try, the world will find you and mess up your plans. Even a doctor who's trying his hardest. Now, right. What about a doctor who's like, I think I'm hooked on coke. You know, I mean.
Or Oxy, because I have access to it over there in the closet.
I mean, it can all get great. Very sketchy. So,
yeah.
They'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Won't save him.
No. That is one thing that will not happen. So there you go. Hulk Hogan may have died as a result of medical malpractice. This is, it's pretty much everywhere today, but. I think was he 71? Yeah. Rest in peace. Despite what may have happened when you died. Peacock is going to deliver the new show, The Paper. This is it's not a sequel. I there's very few commonalities other than the documentary team, in quotes, that was putting together The Office also is doing this for The Paper. So it's all these different characters and it does look really fun.
There's one character from The Office in it, yeah. Oscar.
And apparently he's not like a central, he is in the trailer though. But I don't know if, I think he's more of like a guest appearances here and there. I don't know.
I'm looking forward to this though.
Initially this was scheduled to roll out over a few weeks in September, but no, they're saying Peacock's going to drop it all at once. And this is, let's see, looks like September 4th. It's right around the corner. It was supposed to roll out over the course of 4 weeks, but you'll get it all at once. So there's that. You can decide whether or not it's the thing for you. And I wanted to mention, I don't know who's watching South Park. And
I am.
Me too.
You still do?
I do. And one of the reasons why I'm watching this particular season is, first of all, what did you say? 6 days?
6 days to air.
So they write an episode and then the animators can put it together in 6 days. And because it is criminally hilarious. It is so good. They're definitely getting fired over it. But go, go, go.
No way. They just signed like $1 billion deal or something. They're not
good.
Going nowhere.
You know what's crazy, though, is it's a Comedy Central show, which is owned by CBS, which has capitulated so hard to the demands of the government and paid bribes. And look, things are tough out there. And these people hold the reins of powers and can really F you up. And so I don't know how Comedy Central went, yeah, we don't care. We're going to go ahead and air this stuff because it is great. They're rolling out episodes every 2 weeks. A lot of people are like, well, usually it's a weekly show. They're not doing that. For the next three episodes, it's biweekly. So I think the third episode has come out. I'm not positive. I've only seen two of them.
I think I just watched the third one last night.
Okay. So
The FCC governs TV as well, right?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're out there and you're wondering, like, the FCC is in, they govern radio, and they do the same for
all
TV.
Communications.
And it's anyone who owns these stations and channels can be worried about what might happen. And I could, but I wonder if, because South Park is not a person per se, but a cartoon character.
Donald Trump is not a cartoon in this.
I haven't seen it.
It's his face split in half as he's talking, and he's, it's all about how tiny his stuff is, and he's in bed with Satan. Like, I mean, look, Satan's had other lovers on the show before.
That is true.
Saddam. Hey, Satan. Right. Hey.
The only other time that they showed someone's actual face was Saddam Hussein. They're going for it, baby.
It's, they are, and not only that, they did this thing in the end of episode one. They did this like a PSA, and it's actually, it's total AI, and Donald Trump is twice his size, and he's stumbling through the desert, and he's just so hot, he's taking off all his, he's, no, now it's naked down. I mean, it is, I was just like, this is unbelievable. How are they getting away with this? Go, go, go. Anyway, past seasons of South Park, usually weekly. It looks like episode 4 of this season is going to air September 3rd. So they're doing it every 2 weeks. Episode 5 will be September 17th, continuing the rhythm that started with the premiere on July 23rd. And they're all day air, and then they're available on Paramount+.
I wonder if... is South Park in profit? I know they spend a ton of money.
They must be.
Like $1 billion.
The 27th,
like the contracts
season of it,
are ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
That those boys get.
Yeah, the last one they got was gigantic. And,
over like $900 million. Yeah,
so. They just signed a $1.5 billion deal to keep the show on Paramount Plus, I think, for 5 years.
But is it in profit? It's got to be, right?
What does that mean? Well, it's part of like a bigger
thing. Well, that was the big excuse they made for firing Colbert was this guy's not, hasn't made a buck for the company
in ages. Right. We lose $50 million a year.
So that was that's a legitimate reason for something being canceled.
Right.
South Park is profitable.
It has to be.
Yeah, okay. It's not that expensive.
And I want to say that the $1.5 billion deal included some movies. So they've done other movies in the past.
They do specials. They're so good.
They are. And I assume that the streaming numbers on something like South Park are just crazy because you get sucked in and you just go from episode to episode to episode.
I just watched the Ozempic special. It was hilarious.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
I don't know when it's from, but oh, definitely check that out if you haven't seen it. And if not as into the politics, then that's a good one.
Yeah. And if you're not that into the politics, this is not the season for you. And if you love Trump, do not watch this, Mom. So good. All right, what's coming up?
You know, I wasn't going to tease it because I have a tease, which was, are you evil? But I also have an Ozempic story, too, after these.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. I just think I want to, so maybe we should just go do it. Well, here we are in Vegas, nothing to do. It's Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. You can watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Bob is working hard, even now. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to subscribe.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier. With personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today and your first month is $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. That's jumpstartmd.com.
Oh, sorry, .com.
No, you're okay.
I'm writing my T's.
I know you're doing stuff. Yeah. Here's what's happening. Yesterday was so freaking hot.
Yes, it was.
It was not.
Well said.
They're not calling it a heat wave.
Why?
But man, it was a scorcher. And it's supposed to come down a tick or two today. Right now, outside our window in downtown San Francisco, it's completely fogged in.
Yeah. Very misty. Pretty. I like mornings like this.
Uh-huh.
Especially knowing it's just going to burn off. Is it supposed to? Are you saying it's going to be cooler today?
A couple ticks. It's not going to go like that. Walnut Creek will probably still hit 90.
Mm.
But they'd probably been 99 or 98. So, you know, you come down 5, 7. That's a good thing. Let's keep that trend going, which is supposed to be the case. All right, I have a question for you.
I'm ready.
And it's kind of incriminate yourself. So
right.
you kind of have to.
I do that all the time. Please, lay it on me.
Have you ever done something evil that you would say in your own sort of review of your behavior, did you do something evil?
I have done things that I'm ashamed of. But I don't think I've ever done anything like evil. I mean, I've never inflicted a wound or killed an animal or no. I'm going to say I have. My thoughts can get pretty dark, but I definitely don't feel like I have things I'm not proud of, but I don't think I've done anything evil.
Would you say that you have pretty dark thoughts, but you understand boundaries?
Well, I allow myself to have evil daydreams knowing
that
I am a person fully in control of my actions.
Got it. That's
unless
what I was
I
going
sleepwalk
for.
And do something really evil. I think of evil things as being like, you know, something to do with like the supernatural too. Like when I think of evil, I think of like, you know, somebody who has like a superpower, like a Lex Luthor, maybe, you know, someone who's just like plotting to kill everyone in a city. Like that's an evil person.
Okay.
Mm.
In a new poll, 47% of Americans claim they've never done anything they consider evil, which is, you know, you can excuse yourself very easily.
Yeah. Lying. I've lied. I've cheated. I've stolen.
I don't think that. I mean, maybe if we break down everything you did, we could certainly go through it and go, oh, well, that was pretty bad.
If you live and die by the Ten Commandments, then you're like, oh, that chick's evil.
I do think you brought up a good point. I think animal abusers, people who get off on that, that's evil. That's some evil crap.
There's something wrong with that person.
Now, you could certainly say, or a PETA person could say, farming livestock is evil.
Eating chicken is evil.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that. But right. I do think if you're an animal abuser, that's pretty evil.
So,
if you think that's funny,
right.
That's pretty freaking evil.
It feels like it's kind of a personal notion. You have your own, everyone has their own definition of what's evil. And maybe you could be my definition of evil, but you have an explanation for your behavior that allows you to rationalize it in your own mind.
I would say I've had certainly shabby behavior in a million different avenues, and I work on myself all the time. I don't do the kind of stuff I used to do, but my drinking was certainly an absolute nightmare.
But you weren't evil because you were an addict.
No, but I mean, there's no question that not showing up for work, you know, that was me going, I'm not going to be able to drive today. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
I'm too drunk to get in the car and drive to work. I have to call out. You know,
not
that's
evil.
But, you
in
know.
In the grips of a personal evil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we've looked back at it, though, and it's true. You are at work going, I'm at work, and my partner's not here. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about that.
Good. I'm glad that you don't, because I feel like you have to learn from the things that you do in order to be a better person later. Like those were difficult days. I went through them with you, and
right.
I was sober for them, so I remember them
right.
really well.
I don't remember them as well,
aware.
But I'm very aware that, you know, I have some So anyway, 47% of Americans claim they never done anything considered evil. 20% aren't sure, which I think that's fair to say. And certainly we can debate what. Maddie, are you any, like she, I know, she, and she admits it. She has evil thoughts.
I do.
She thinks things about murders. Someone or this person or that, and she'll play that out in her head. And I think, oh my God.
I did one thing I consider evil and you were actually involved with it.
Really?
There was
Was I also evil?
There was a radio personality who was in the Bay Area who talked a lot of smack about you.
Mm.
You remember who I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And she had a talk show, and she was, I got a tip that she had, I mean, she was not, she was drunk, and she was on the air. And I called into the show and said, are you drunk on, I said this on the air, are you drunk? I can smell you in Walnut Creek. And she got pulled from the air, and then she got fired. And then she died like a couple years later.
Oh, this is Darian.
Oh, yeah. And I felt really like, I still think about like, now that I'm sober, I'm like, what an awful thing to do to somebody. But she was really, really.
Well, you would listen and go, I think she's drunk.
And she was really mean to Sarah. And I'm very defensive. And I was like, we're going to get her.
She had a television live.
No, it was a radio show.
It was on back Free FM.
When they had all the talk shows.
Oh.
And they brought her back, and she was really mean to Sarah. And
she would go off on me for hours a day. I'm like, and she's in the same building. I was like, can that stop? Like, we work for the same company.
Yeah, and Dave Attell was in the studio with her, and I knew Dave, and I.
Well, I know Dave too.
And like, he was doing his best.
Dave Attell is a friend.
Yeah, he was trying to keep it straight and everything with her, but if I could make amends, I would make amends to that, because I felt like that was not a good thing to do.
Didn't David Tell like say, yeah, I think she is drunk?
Yeah,
he's on the air and he's like,
oh, that's
I'm
what
sitting
he
right
said?
Here. Yeah, yeah, I think he was in agreement with the anonymous caller.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, that guy used to come on our show all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think he had designs on you.
Oh.
Isn't that the guy that used to go down and smoke, and then I'd be done.
I thought we were just very friendly.
And those two would just be going, bah, 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 bah. All right, I'm going to go back upstairs. I'll see you guys. Yikes.
Oh. Well, you think everybody's into me.
What are you talking about?
You're
no, I don't.
Jelly all the time.
Well, you make out with people right in front of us all.
That did not happen.
That did happen.
It didn't happen. But you, I can see where in your jealous mind, time slowed down.
Icky and I are watching her make out with Hal Sparks. We look back at each other.
Icky was jealous too.
Look back at her. Look back at each other.
This is ridiculous.
They're still making out.
I believe it because I know Hal, and I know Hal would do that.
Like, oh, yeah.
He's a pervy little man. Great guy. But a pervy.
We did kiss.
Pervy little man, he says. Oh, and she says we kissed.
I have never denied that. I went in. We were done with the interview. I go in to give him a kiss on the cheek, and he hits me in the mouth and kind of holds on to me. And I'm like, oh, you want a real kiss? And I gave him a real kiss. And it was 3 seconds top. And these two. That's all I ever heard the rest of my life.
I would call that more like 7 or 8 alligators.
Oh, my God. No.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, evil?
Not that I can think of.
Really?
No. I've definitely done things that I feel bad about.
Well, that's being a human.
Right. But I don't even have very evil thoughts.
You're so young.
I've never plotted someone's murder.
No, I don't have those kinds of thoughts either. I really don't.
Sarah does. She's thinking about throwing people off cliffs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think about throwing people off cliffs. I said that's a good way to kill someone. Because unless they've got their camera going at the time, then it's a problem, you know.
I mean, I've mentioned to you guys, and I've said this, I say it without pride, but if I'm in the ocean and someone snakes away from me, I'm getting that person back. That's just ego stuff.
Oh.
But that's not, I'm not
trying
to
evil.
I'm not trying to hurt them.
Right.
They just need to know that you can't do that to me without me doing it back.
Yeah.
I'm not going home until I get you back.
The only times where I've ever been tempted to seek revenge or do something chaotic or when I've been feeling a little evil, something stops me. Like the universe is like, don't do that. That's a horrible idea. Like, for example,
is it the universe or is it just your conscience?
No, it's the
universe. Something got in your way.
Something literally got in my way. Like one year for New Year's Eve, I was like feeling myself and I was like, I'm going to be crazy this weekend or whatever.
Oh. Specifics? What were you going to do?
Yeah, well, what's crazy to you?
And how old are you in this scenario?
Like random sex?
The specifics don't matter. But what happened was.
It's a what?
I don't like her stories.
Yeah.
The specifics matter. The whole point is what's evil to you?
Are you in your 20s?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the New Year's Eve day, I chipped my tooth on a wooden straw, so I couldn't even go out. So I couldn't be evil.
On a wooden straw?
Yeah.
A wooden straw?
The wooden straw saves you from being evil, so that's the universe.
Yes. How is that not the universe? All right, whatever.
Were you planning a murder spree or just to
I
get
hate
laid?
You, guys.
You don't hate us. You love us. Don't act like you hate us.
Maybe we could just wait and see if she's finally,
Let's try it.
That's a good interview trick.
Mm-hmm. Just one thing that you thought, one thing that went through your mind that was evil that you wanted to do.
That night.
Oh, that night?
Yeah.
Like, you know, hitting up all my exes kind of a vibe.
That's not evil.
That's not.
I mean, I'm a good person.
Were you with someone at the time but wanted to go hit up your exes? Is that what this is?
Yes.
Oh, so you were going to go do that behind, and were you doing that to get that person back for something they did?
You're right. I'm not evil. You're right.
Look at her.
Sorry about it.
Sorry, not sorry.
Just crawls back in a hole.
That's why my life is so wonderful, because I don't do anything wrong, you know?
Must be.
Good things happen to good people.
Mm. You know, I know you think that this is going to go a certain way, your radio career, but we're going to get you.
You're going to sabotage me?
No, we're going to, you're going to just, your guard's going to be lowered, and you're going to be just like the rest of us.
No filters at all.
No filters.
Well, let me take my time.
All right.
U.S. patients can now get Ozempic for half price if they pay cash.
Oh. Woo!
Incredible.
I want the people to feel good about themselves.
I have to say, after the story you did the other day, first of all, like this, it seems that this is some kind of just a dream drug, right? These GLP-1 drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There you are with diabetes. This helps you. And side benefit, you lose weight. Now people go, you lose weight when you get on these things. Now they're just taking it for that.
Right.
Forget the diabetes. Then it turns out that it can help people who are suffering from addiction. There's cardiac benefits. There's like blood work benefits. There's rheumatoid arthritis benefits. Like there's all this thing. It is so expensive.
They say the blockbuster diabetes drug can be purchased for $4.90 a month's medicine. So is that four shots?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Weekly shots.
Okay. Four shots would usually cost you $1,000. If you pay cash, it'll cost you $500.
Who's doing that?
Or is all that of just the makers? They say for those who pay for medications on their own and don't go through insurance, you get it at half price. Now that there's a lot of people who would say, I can't do that.
Right. It's still a ton of money.
It's not in the budget. Well, okay. Then it's not in the budget for you. The end.
And they're gouging. I mean, that's pretty much saying, hey, we are gouging insurance agents, and we're paying that in the end.
It is a very, very broken system, it seems.
Trump has been pressuring drug makers to lower drug costs, saying that people in Europe pay less than we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anything about that, but that's the story. And look, our healthcare system, it's broken, right? It's fair to say.
It feels that way.
So he and lawmakers have called out the popular but pricey GLP-1 drugs and the companies that make it, which are used for diabetes and weight loss, noting that it's so much more expensive outside the United States. Other countries are benefiting and getting it cheaper. So these companies are now falling in line.
Is it just Ozempic or is it because there's a whole bunch
No, they
of these
say
drugs.
Novo Nordisk is making Ozempic, and that now, which normally would be $1,000, will be $499 if you pay cash. Others, including Wegovy, will also Wegovy.
Yeah.
Okay, that also they've slashed the price on that, and another one, Zepbound.
Oh yeah, that's one.
Oh, you've heard of that one too? These for all self-pay patients. These are going to be a lot cheaper now. So I think that's good news, right?
When you say pay cash, like nobody has cash. So do they mean like when
not
you
go through
you're not
insurance?
Going through, you're saying I want this. I've got a prescription for it because I believe you do need that. But I'm not going through insurance on this. Here's my credit card. And I'm buying that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm. So,
well, that is good news.
Hope that's good news for the people that need it. It's funny you say cash. Sometimes I'll sell a surfboard or something and actually have cash in hand. And then I've been places, and recently it was getting tires at Costco where I went, will you take cash? And he goes, yeah. And I actually went, oh, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
You've got to register. Like,
I never asked that. I never really buy stuff with
there's
cash.
There's only computers now up on the tabletop. Yeah. So it's not exactly like a traditional, till.
Right.
And so the thing, but sure enough, it kicked open a money drawer and the guy took my cash and I went, that is crazy.
Look at that. And he counted back my change accurately.
I got $3.24 back.
Incredible.
That's trash.
Oh God, is that trash? That's a cup of coffee.
Okay.
I mean, a really simple cup of coffee.
From like a hotel lobby.
Right. $3.24, including tax.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, someone you know went crazy on the streets. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, friends. I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.